We start, though, with the football days away, just 2 days away from the NFL season officially kicking off on Thursday night. And then, of course, Sunday, the Jets host the Steelers, and the Giants will play on the road in Washington. Adam is calling from South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's going on, boys? My Brooklyn brother, BT Sal. Hope you guys are well today.
Yes.
Feeling good.
Football season's here, man. I'm happy, bro. Listen, before I get to the football thing, I'm going to tell you a little Hoffy story. You want to hear something about your boy Hoff over there? I call to talk to you guys, and he picks up the phone. He goes, you want to speak to I'm like, Hoff, it's good if you know their names, Hoff. That would help if you know who they are, you know?
It's been a while since we've all worked together, so I could give Hoff a break on that one. Yeah.
Wait. But then the call got dropped, and I called back again. He goes, he knew it was me. He goes, you want to speak to Evan and Tiki?
Hey, better than Joe and Evan.
Yeah,
at least Evan and Tiki's going on now.
Yeah, at least the way, I got no comment. But, yeah, so anyway, football's here, guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We got the Jets. I think that, you know, I've really been looking deep into them, what they got. The coaching is going to make a difference. I think they're going to get better as the season goes. Am I expecting miracles? No. I look at what I call the gray area in football, right? The gray area is where there's three or four games that you can either win or lose, depending on what you do in the last couple minutes of the game, which lately, the last couple of years, the Jets lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up with terrible records, right? So I think they're going to be in a lot of games, and I think their water area is like anywhere between 7 wins and a high end of perfection between 9 and 10 if they get those close games that they have been losing so much the last couple of years. And I think that'll be more evident as the season goes. They might get penalties early because they're still kind of like a patient in recovery, you know? They got to learn the Aaron Glenn way. I trust BT, you know, when I called you with Tiki many, many moons ago, I didn't like the Salah hire. I thought he was a phony right off the bat. I'm telling you, Aaron Glenn is real. He's the real deal. He's going to be a disciplinarian. I think it's going to go well for them, but it's going to be progressive. Jet fans, show some patience.
Yeah.
If they're 0-2, 1-3, don't be going nuts. This team will get better. You guys have a great day, and thanks for giving me
your
time.
It's a good call. It really is. You know, they're funny, too, because one thing I know about the Jets, even though I'm very optimistic, I'm also very aware, like, if they fall behind, whether it's this week or another game, 27-6, 30-10, it's a wrap. Like, if the Jets fall behind early, Justin Fields is not slinging their way back into the game. So, and sometimes it could just be one of those, and every team has one or two of these quirky, wacky games where opening kick, fumbled, short field, opponent scores a quick touchdown, pick six, fumble, whatever, like a punt return. You look up, you're down multiple touchdowns. Jets don't have the horses to deal with that. So, and really, I think the Giants have more because of their defense, pass rush, and they have more offensive weapons. But I'll tell you, it makes a good point in the sense that, and I'm going to include both teams here because I was doing this during the break. You know, like last year, and it was in the driving rain, and it was frustrating. But like the Jets lost the Broncos that game against Denver at home, 10-9.
That was brutal.
Oh, awful. They lost 23-20 to the Bills. They lost 25-22. They lost 28-27 to the Colts. And the Jets were, Obrick was actually worse than Saleh, which is hard. And then from a Giants perspective too, Sal, you know, again, a very bad season.
But with the Jets, sorry, BT, let me just interrupt there for a second, because we said the same thing last year when it was, well, they were 7-10 and they lost all these games by 3 points or 5 points, and they had Zach Wilson, and
that's
now
true.
They have Rodgers.
That's true. I can't push back on that. No, that's fair to insert that. That's absolutely true. Now, Rodgers just didn't play well the first, you know, 7 or 8 games. He played much better after that, as we all know. So, yeah, we thought he would cover that up or close the gap. It didn't work. And then, by the way, a little bit at the end, he did. And they won a couple of games, not a ton, but they won a few more. Even the Giants, like week two last year, they lost 21-18 to the Commanders. They lost by 5 to Dallas in week 4. They lost by 5 to the Commanders again week 9. They lost in overtime to Carolina. That was awful. And they lost 14-11 to Seattle. You know, pass rush, Wilson, they should be better.
Yeah, I mean, they should be better. The problem is both these teams have been basically eliminated by what? Would you say week 5 the last couple of years? Like, yeah. I mean, the Jets maybe were holding out hope last year on Halloween, that Thursday night they played the Texans, right?
Halloween's been the line of demarcation for both. It's over.
So if you look at it, like, unfortunately here, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I think the Jets are going to get beat week 1. I think they're going to get beat week 2. I think the Steelers and the Bills are going to beat them. Bucks could be tough. All right, but
I mean, Baker stuff, it's down there. That's not a gimme win either. But right, I mean, could the Jets be 0-3? Yeah. Do I think they will be? No, but they could
be. Okay, so, and then I think they'll beat Miami, even though it's a road game in Miami. What do you think there?
Flip a coin.
All right, so
I think they're going to be Pittsburgh, though, so I do disagree with that.
Okay, so then I guess my point is, get me, realistically, get me to where games matter beyond, the Jets are off the week of Halloween there. That's their bye week.
Yep.
to November, is there any chance, forget about the building blocks and all those things that we see, because that we could see early on, any chance the Jets still in the hunt?
Yes. I expect them to be.
Now, here's the problem with that. Like I said, if I think they're going to be 0-2, at best 2-2 after four, which is fine. You take that.
Yep.
Dallas, Denver, you split that 3-3. That's how you would get there. Carolina, they could beat. They're not beating the Bengals. And then I guess after that, yeah, if I have them starting.
The Bengals defense stinks.
They're not beating the Bengals.
The Bengals defense stinks. Come on. Steelers, it's awful.
I know, but the Jets can't score points on their level. You're going to have to shut them down. I don't think the Jets' defense is that good.
But, Sal, if you possess the ball for 37 minutes, you don't have to score 30 points. That's kind of the appeal with the Jets, if they can run it the way I think they can. And if they can't, well, then they're not going to be good.
If the Jets don't have at least one win in the first three games, I think that's a wrap. They don't even get us to October. They got to win at least one of those. You want to say it's going to be against Pittsburgh? I could say maybe it's against the Bucs. Because even 1-3, I don't think we get to Halloween. If they go 1-3, is that fair to say they don't make it to Halloween?
No, I still wouldn't write them off.
Even at 1-3?
No.
With the Broncos and Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Bengals defense stinks. Burrow's amazing, but you know they're not a balanced team. I mean, there's teams out there that. I mean, listen, there's just teams that have issues. I know we fixate on ours. Number one, they've had a lot, and they've had them for a long time. So that's like the easiest thing to do. Nobody's sitting here saying the Jets without flaw. But if they this sounds like such a cliche thing, but it's applicable this year for once. If they can control the line of scrimmage, dude, we're going to be sitting there, instead of flipping off the game and going to the red zone, I believe that Jet fans will, and Giant fans more than Giants, and some people think, but the Jets fan will be sitting on the couch this year in the fourth quarter, one score game with a chance to win a lot more than they have in a long time, and I'll take that.
Yeah, I hope so. I just don't see them actually winning the majority of those games, so I would say probably out by Halloween. As for the Giants, we're going to know early on here. Dude, I mean, we've all gone over this. Giants schedule's brutal.
The schedule's tough.
So let's just say they split the first two games.
Okay.
Two road games, division game. Let's say they split. Now, I think they got to win both, but let's say they split. Chiefs, Chargers. You think they're splitting those two?
I don't, but it's not like the Chiefs come out and drop 35 on people like they used to. They're a very different team.
All right, so let's say they split those. That's four. At New Orleans, that could be a win.
Yeah, you have to win that game.
So let's say
if you want to have a meaningful season, now you got to beat the Saints.
Now you're October 9th. You're 3-2. You got the Eagles at Denver, at Eagles.
Yeah.
And then the Niners.
It's daunting. No, it's daunting. It's far more daunting than the Jets schedule. How do you not play the schedule game? But when you do it, it's depressing. It's almost like, why have the season? Well, I get it, but there's been other circumstances in previous years where we looked at the schedule. Yeah. Hell, the Jets were supposed to mop Denver last year, and they lost in week four. Remember, like, oh, that's a win. Oh, that's a win. That's a win.
I get it.
So it also works the other way, too, where we're assuming it's a loss and it becomes a win.
All I'm saying is that I think it's imperative that the Giants get out to a good start with their schedule to have a relevant season by mid-October or Halloween.
Okay, but here's what saves them this year. Even if they don't get off to a good start with the wins, the oxygen comes in the form of when does Dart play? And then that obviously changes the perception and the feel for the season.
A totally different form of relevancy. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
I'm just so excited for Sunday, guys. For both teams, I think they're going to play so much better, and it's not going to be football. That's embarrassing to watch because it's just been so bad as of late. And I wonder if the Jets players are going to be able to get behind Aaron Glenn being a former player of the Jets and have that fire them up against Pittsburgh. Maybe they want to go out there and just get after Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Fields wants some revenge for the disrespect he might have felt. So I'm just excited, and let's go New York football for not talking this year.
You're a big Giants guy. I'm surprised that you focused on the Jets. We appreciate the call there. And Lawrence always checks in on the Free Odyssey app. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a difference between enthusiasm, excitement for the season, and expectation, realistic expectation. I get why the fan bases would have great hope and belief and excitement. You've got to have realistic expectations. And then the goal would always be to be exceeding those realistic expectations. If you have unrealistic expectations, Jets going to be a playoff team, at least in my mind, that's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Giants going to be a playoff team, and here we go, maybe do damage. You're setting yourself up for failure. If you have the realistic expectations in accordance with what the majority of people think, meaning the win totals. And now that's not, you know, exact science, obviously, but if you have a relative feel around that, say, 7 wins.
Consensus. Most people, what they're thinking.
Well, they're both 5.5 wins. So 7-win season would exceed both win totals. That's a good thing, but that still would not be good enough, I'm getting the feel, for both the Jets and Giants fan base.
No, I don't think 7 wins is going to have Jet fans jumping for joy. I think 7 would be, again, depending upon how they get there, because the schedule's tougher, blah, blah, blah. Giant fans might be a little bit more enthusiastic about that, but forget about the sheer volume of wins. To me, my expectation is that the Jets have a season deep into November and possibly early December where we're sitting here saying, all right, if you get a little lucky, if you win this game, like, I expect that. And I expect the Giants to win a couple of games where we're not sitting here and they're 1-6 and buried like they usually are by the time we get to late, Halloween, basically.